This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans. In 2012, Bridge, the online news service of the Center for Michigan, found that 30,000 four-year-olds in the state qualified for free, high-quality preschool, but were not in the classroom. In the meantime, the state of Michigan has dedicated $130 million to its Great Start Readiness program. Bridge senior writer Ron French has visited the issue again to find out what that additional funding means for preschool in Michigan. Ron French, thank you for being with us.
It's always a pleasure.
What can you say about this additional money for preschool in Michigan? How big an impact is it making?
Thanks for having me on. First, we should say this was the biggest increase in preschool funding in the nation. The state really stepped up to the plate here and decided to try to do something. Over a two-year period since the money started flowing in, there have been an additional 21,000 four-year-olds who have had the opportunity to be in free, high-quality preschool. And the impact of that, really what you're going to feel is probably over a period of years as these kids, you see how these kids do better in school. But it's really made a marked difference for low-income and moderate-income families in the state.
And you found an interesting geographic breakdown. For instance, 74% increase in Kalamazoo County. So what is that meaning for these students in terms of the instruction they're getting?
Yeah, it's a huge difference. And really, that is probably understated for the amount of difference it's making in kids' lives. We have a breakdown for a two-year period looking at increases in number of kids being served by county in the state. And in Kalamazoo County, has one of the largest increases in the state, a 74% increase in number of four-year-olds who are taking advantage of this program. Van Buren over your way, it's a 33% increase. Calhoun County, 19% increase. But those increases are really understated because on top of the fact that there are more students in those programs, you will also find that many of those children are in full day preschool as opposed to half day, which is a vast amount more time for education and preparing these kids for kindergarten.
You also write that there has been an effort to provide transportation, which previously has been a big obstacle for parents who want to get their children into preschool.
One of the reasons that some families were not able to take advantage of this program in the past is because either they did not have transportation at all, because this is a program primarily set up for low and moderate income families, or the parents are working during the day and they can't take off in the middle of the day to either take their child or pick their child up from a preschool program. So having it full day is both beneficial for the families and beneficial for the kids.
One of your stories focuses on the Vicksburg School District here in Kalamazoo County. What has happened in Vicksburg as a result of the changes in the Great Start Readiness Program?
Vicksburg is a great example of how this extra funding has helped children. Vicksburg, 2 years ago, had two half-day programs in one elementary school. And they have three elementary schools in the district, and one elementary had the program. Today, they have full-day programs in every one of their elementary schools, and those programs are 5 days instead of four. So let me tell you, Gordon, what a difference that makes. Instead of a child in Vicksburg having 12 hours of instruction a week, they now have 30 hours of instruction a week. You know, it's tailored for four-year-olds. They're not sitting there memorizing the capitals of the nation, but they are learning their ABCs. They're learning to write their name. They're getting prepared to actually be able to learn well in kindergarten.
You have an interesting quote from the Vicksburg superintendent saying, "We had to go out on a limb and assume we could fill the classrooms. As it turned out, they could have filled another class," he said. But I want to focus on that first part first. The idea that they had to go out on a limb, is there a component here where the districts have to sort of gauge how much interest there is and how much demand there is for preschool?
Absolutely. It takes a leap of faith to figure out when you expand programs whether you'll find the need out there. What happened in Vicksburg, and it's been a story that has played out in communities around the state, is that there had always been a waiting list to get into these programs, but they expanded it to such a great extent they did not know whether they'd be able to find these students. But once they expanded these programs to full day instead of half day, which allowed more families to take advantage of it, and they began providing transportation for these students, for these four-year-olds, which, again, allowed more students to come, the phones were ringing off the hook. There are already families calling. There are families already calling Vicksburg, signing up to reserve spots for next fall.
You also quoted the mother of one girl who was talking about the difference that she sees in her younger child compared to her older child who did not go through preschool. And of course, this is strictly one family. It's anecdotal, but it also is rather telling, isn't it?
It absolutely is. And I think you would find this is pretty common. She had an older son who did not go through this program, who didn't know his ABCs until he was six. That's not unusual in the grand scheme of things in the past. But now her four-year-old daughter knows her ABCs now. You know, what does that mean over a period of time? Think about it. Instead of learning your ABCs in kindergarten, you're learning to pronounce words and put sentences together. And if you don't have to put sentences together in first grade, what are you doing? You're reading longer books. Early grade reading is the key to success in school all through your career. What experts say is that this sort of program 10, 12 years from now will probably mean that more kids are graduating from high school and more kids are prepared to go to college. And that's going to help not only those individual students, it's going to help the state economically.
And is that what Governor Snyder and state lawmakers who backed the additional money for the Great Start Readiness Program were thinking of when they approved money for preschool, is that there is a long-term benefit to the state?
Absolutely, that's what they were thinking. And that is why this program has such widespread support in the business community, because it is viewed as an investment for the state. It's no different than investing in fixing the potholes on our highways. We need that for our economy, and we need to have well-educated students to fill those really good, high-paying jobs of the future. Those high-paying jobs not only help those individuals, but those high-paying jobs provide more taxes to the state, which in turn can help pay for the potholes, to fix the potholes.
In this day and age when it seems that almost every issue is political and contentious, and that there's some sort of partisan divide, is funding for high-quality preschool a rare exception where there seems to be consensus, at least on the broad idea, that it is something that the state should invest in?
It really has been, and it's been surprising, Gordon. This is not broken down along political lines. What you find is that Democrats see this as a good thing for individuals, and it's a way to give the next generation a leg up. You find that conservative Republicans often favor it too, because they view it as an economic investment for the state. It's one of those things that you don't have to worry that this isn't a debate over unions. It's not a debate over charter schools, because this is a program that the majority now are run in schools, but there also is an ability for individual private daycare centers to set up their own programs where they have Great Start Readiness programs. This is something where everyone sees this as a good investment for the state.
Well, let me perhaps interrupt a little bit of the good news here by just noting the numbers that are in the story here. As I noted, that 2012 story about Michigan's forgotten four-year-olds found that almost 30,000 four-year-olds qualified for free high-quality preschool were not in classrooms. Your story tells us that more than 21,000 additional Michigan four-year-olds have enrolled in free high-quality preschool in the past 2 years. So there is a bit of a gap there. Is there more to be done in this area, I guess, is what I'm wondering.
There's still more to be done to reach out to low-income families who are often harder to find, and there's always more along those lines. One of those things that makes those numbers hard to compare, there were 30,000 children who were eligible for the program at that time who were not in a program. The financial standard for being in the program was changed when they added the money. At the time, you could qualify for the program if your family income was at or below 300% of the federal poverty line. The state, when they added the extra funding, ratcheted that down to 250%. So there are fewer people who qualify, but that's still a pretty decent level. You'll find that a family of four would still qualify for this program at about $55,000 a year. So low and moderate family income, and that it can still qualify for this program for free.
How did this issue of high quality preschool take off, Ron, as you've examined it? I mean, you've written a lot about this, and I wonder how you see how it moved from something that was identified as a need to getting consensus to actually getting the money out there so that it could be put to work.
There were a few factors that were involved in that. First, there was a general recognition among state leaders, and I'm talking both political and business community and education leaders, that Michigan was falling behind other states academically. And that has all sorts of ramifications down the road economically. So how do you address that? More and more research seems to indicate that the way to fight that is to concentrate more on learning in early grades, specifically reading a lot of times. So there were studies that would show that high-quality preschool, the benefit of that carries on throughout a person's life. So what happens after that is that there was a large group of business leaders and community leaders in the state that got together and said, we need to address this, and the way to address it is high-quality preschool. We already have a program. We're just underfunding it. So there was groups that came together. They worked with legislators and the governor, and the governor was a huge supporter of this idea. So it was sort of a perfect storm that got the stars aligned and everyone worked together on this over the past 2 or 3 years.
Any idea of what happens next? I mean, is this something that is still on the radar, or is it something where a fair amount of money's been provided and policymakers are now perhaps moving on and trying to solve other problems?
This is something that needs to be approved every year by the legislature. So every year there will have to be a decision made whether the funding continues at this level. It seems like it's had some good impact so far. But the next area, Gordon, that there may be discussion about is looking at whether the state will, if the state can do anything to improve education even younger. Is there anything that we can do in families' homes? And we're not talking about putting a two-year-old in a classroom, but is there something we can do in families' homes to help prepare kids for preschool now? So I think you're going to see some more discussion of what we can do in the 0 to 3 range.
Ron French, thank you for your time.
Thank you, Gordon.
Ron French is senior writer for Bridge. Links to their stories on preschool expansion can be found at bridgemi.com and also through links at wmuk.org. West Southwest can be heard Mondays and Thursdays on WMUK. It airs at 9:30 in the morning and again at 3:30 in the afternoon. And you can always find more information and past programs at wmuk.org. This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans.